Hi, I'm Carl Azuz. This is CNN Student News. Hope you had a good weekend. We're going to launch into today's show with a missile launch, four of them. North Korea fired three missiles on Saturday and another yesterday. These are short-range missiles. All of them were fired into the Sea of Japan, which is also known as the East Sea. Last month, there was a lot of tension between North and South Korea and between North Korea and the U.S. North Korea threatened missile attacks against those countries. A journalist in the region says these launches are different.
It's a short-range tactical weapon. So if any other country launched this kind of weapon, it's a routine test, nobody would be too worried. It's really simply because it's North Korea that's doing this that it raises concerns.
As we get closer to summer, temperatures are getting warmer. That can lead to severe weather, like this tornado that formed in Kansas on Saturday. Experts say most major tornadoes come from supercells, thunderstorms that last for hours. These supercells can also cause strong winds and rain, hail and flash flooding. That's what parts of the Midwestern U.S. are facing today. Last week, tornadoes hit northern Texas. Several people were killed in those, and hundreds of homes were either damaged or destroyed. In the midst of recovery, one town's residents pulled together to pull for a local baseball team.
After a moment of reflection for storm victims,
go, Steven!
The crack of the bat is soothing compared to the claps of thunder that came with Wednesday night's destructive storms.
It's bad. It's a bad deal.
Most of these people were in our neighborhood today supporting us and helping us clean up, and then knowing that they showed up here is just amazing.
Cleburne is focused on baseball, glad to be out of storm shelters and outside on a warm, clear night. Many without power in their damaged homes, some leaving hotels to pack the bleachers for this playoff game.